Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections Friday night special. Oh my gosh, we have a full packed house, powerhouse of producers. We have directors, we have beauty queens, and we have one on the way to crown. I am Dawn Reese, your host, as well as
Renee Leone. How are you, Dawn? Good to see you again.
That's right, you're co-hosting because we have Lisa V on the air. She is our other main host, but she's at home. We're going to say our prayers that she feels much better. Lisa, are you there?
I am here, Dawn and Renee. Thank you.
Hi.
And hello, everybody.
How are you?
We're glad you joined Power Packed House today, I'll tell you. So we're going to play a little bit of Michael Bublé for a minute, and we'll be right back.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen.
And interview her. So we are back. We are back. That's, we'd love to play that whole song so you can get it on, you know, Pandora or YouTube.
Well, it's nice. It's the month of December, so it's nice to hear some Christmas music.
Yes.
I'm listening to it every day, more, as soon as I wake up, till I go to bed at night. It just makes me in a spirit. My birthday's 2 days before Christmas. So
oh, heck, you get extra
story.
Presents. Hey, we're going to go right to the Jabba Brothers. We're going to introduce them before we go. Brian is here, and you want to be in the movies, commercials. You want to know about pitching, a big pitch fest coming up, Hacking Hollywood. Listen to this commercial. We'll be right back.
Are you a filmmaker, producer, writer, director, or financier? Have you ever wanted to get money for or pitch your scripted or unscripted TV and film projects to working industry professionals? Now is your chance to make your dreams come true. The Jalbert Brothers are holding a 2-day event on the number one beach in America in Clearwater, Florida, at the Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest. You will learn how to package, pitch, finance, and distribute your movie or TV projects.
You're gonna learn from all the workshops, panels. You're gonna meet great people. You're gonna have amazing time. The networking, the events we're gonna have, the parties, It's going to be, I feel, a chance of a lifetime.
By combining Hollywood executives and social media influencers, you will get every aspect you need to succeed in the film and TV business. Make Hollywood connections that will last a lifetime. Get one-on-one time to pitch your project to working industry professionals. Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest will include a lot of fun, great networking parties and events, workshops, panels, so much more. You will be able to meet, shake hands, and make deals with working professionals. Are you going to show up and change your life now, or regret never taking that chance?
There's going to be opportunity everywhere. So when you get here, seize it.
Visit JalbertBrothers.com for more information. Get tickets at Eventbrite now before they sell out. There are limited seats available.
And we're back with Brian Javitt. How do I Jabba Brothers?
Remember we were saying this yesterday? It's
Javert. I like French.
Oui, oui, mon chéri.
Yes. So you are here to talk about what's happening in January, why they should get their tickets, and why they should be at this main event.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for us, so just to kind of give you background, we started off probably 7 years ago just making projects and films. And we did this when we were younger. Mm-hmm. We did this when we were kids. We just went on the backyard, started making stuff. But about 7 years ago, it turned into, okay, we're going to make our first feature. And that's what we did. So we made our first feature film. Then we made a TV pilot. We made a couple movies. And then it led to us traveling to different cities like and countries like Toronto International Film Festival. We spoke there a few months ago. Baton Rouge, New Orleans at Real Screen, NAPTI, AFM, all these major markets.
When I say powerhouse, you are definitely a powerhouse with everything, and it's amazing. You're also at Amazon Prime.
Our projects are on Amazon Prime, all of our projects, so you can watch them there, and we get paid per stream, so stream away. If you want to just leave it on from day, from morning to night, it just, when you're gone, like, that helps out, so we appreciate that.
You get residual.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
maybe we'll hook up with you.
Well, you know, it's funny, because I see you do a live feed, and you're getting the hits. You're getting the hits on your phone. You should do a live
feed.
Through
our Facebook. I know. Well, you know what? I'll go live. Let's go live.
Watch what happens.
So I'll do this right now.
I did this last time.
This is if I go through my personal page, it's a little different. I don't get as much. But let's go through my personal, just because my brother ain't here. Breaking. So I'm going to do this live. We're going to be breaking news.
Okay, cool. So anyways, tell everybody your social media, your website, how they can sign up for this.
All right, so go to JalbertBrothers.com. That's going to be the biggest thing. If you go to JalbertBrothers.com, you're going to be able to check out the website. It's called Hackin' Hollywood Pitch Fest. We're doing panels on it's a two-day event seminar where there'll be panels for becoming a working actor, where we have Boston Casting coming in, so up in your neck of the woods. But it's Boston Casting coming in. They do all the major projects that are shot in Boston. Also, we're going to have Michael Milhoen on the panel, which was a working actor for 30 years. He's going to show you how to stay relevant and how
you
to work in the business.
You set this all up yourself?
I mean, wow. You know what? I wouldn't say it's myself. I have people that have helped me behind the scenes.
Your camp of people, right.
I do. I mean, majority on the driver, but I've got Adam Fisher, who's a speaker, who's going to be there. He's been a big influence on helping me connect me with a few people. On top of that, I've got... let's see. We'll go finance. How to make your movie happen with Tom Malloy. Ooh. Tom Malloy wrote a book called Bankrolled.
Okay.
Shows you how to bankroll your film. We're doing TV and unscripted with Tommy Morgan Jr., who's the Emmy Award winning producer, and he's a producer working with Blair Underwood. Be part of Blair Underwood. Yeah. So I mean, the people we're bringing in, it's not us. You're not pitching us.
Right.
You're pitching people that are in the industry. They do this for a living. And they can help you in many ways. And it's right. Not just picking up your project, because this is a pitch fest. Also, you're talking $1,000 cash prize to best pitch. If you're not there, I don't know what you're doing if you're a filmmaker. It's super important to be there, because there's nothing, in my opinion, in this area or in Florida that's like it, period, hands down.
You know, I remember there was a Clearwater Film Festival at one time back in the days, and it was just rocked over Clearwater, and you're taking over, and it's so good to see what you're doing. Ladies, do you have a question for him at all? anything about?
I was just wondering, this is Carrie O'Gorman, your world's Miss Tourism Legacy Queen.
From Michigan.
We're being all snuggly here in the studio. And I just wanted to know, like, you and your brother are doing this, and you started out in your backyard. How would somebody else, what kind of advice could you give to somebody else that is interested in maybe joining you or branching out on their own?
Okay, there's two different ways to do this. One of us, our way was just not waiting for anybody to give us anything, because we grew up lower middle class. We had no connections. We grew up in a household where there was drugs. We grew up in South St. Pete as well. There's a lot of bad negative influence, and we took that and we were like, well, I seen that. I see my dad go to jail. I see my uncle go to prison. Mm. Like, I see this stuff going on, but it's like, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. So let's stay away from that. And that's what we did. So we went out and just did things. We started creating. It didn't matter where it went at that point. There was no like, oh, I'm going to, you know, make money at this, or I'm going to take this to a certain level. It was just starting. So if you're a filmmaker and you're out there, just start. Like, that's the biggest thing I can say. And then what will happen is you pick a dot. Say you want to be an actor, right? There's your dot. You start moving towards that dot. It might, your journey might sway off a little bit into different things, but then you become maybe a host of a radio show. You know what I'm saying? So you pick a dot on that path and just start following, because that's what we did. I actually started out as an actor. And I found after producing my first movie, because I wanted to act in it, that I like producing. I'm like, I like producing.
And you're
like
good.
This.
And you got cameras. You've got a great team around you.
I do.
Yes.
My brother is amazing.
Jake
with
is,
the
yes.
Kid. Yes.
Is
it? Yes. The kid, even as a kid, I'll tell you a story. So when we were kids, we used to make stuff together. And a lot of it was just set a camera up. So I come home one day, and my brother says, hey, look at this. So I look at it, and we're like, I don't even know. I think I was like maybe like 12, 13. He was like 10. And he showed me this movie that he made with my sister when they were off of school. And I was like, man, this is really good. This is better than anything I've done with him. Like, what's going on? So he had a knack for framing, and he had a knack for just – I think creating an image, he made something with my sister, and it was really good, and it really shocked me as a brother. Even back then, I was like, wow, that's really good.
So we need to do more sit-down interview at your studio, like more documentary on you and how you started. Seriously, that's amazing for people out there. And you all have to really pass this on. Give your social media.
Jalbert Brothers. You can find us on all social media, Jalbert Brothers, but JalbertBrothers.com is where you'll find the information on the Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest. And it's not just pitching us. Like, you're not pitching us. You're pitching people with
that have been there.
The capabilities of help guiding you, your networking. And I mean, you're in there. You're that's what we did for the last 3 years, was network all over. So, right. JalbertBrothers.com.
Is there a cost for them to come to this?
There is. And okay. For the cost, it's very minimal. Like, okay. Right now, I'm suggesting everybody go now, and not just because I'm saying that, because it's 50% off. To pitch your project, it's $79. That's it.
That's
wow.
Amazing.
That's all. So you come in with your project, and then you talk to all these people that can help you. And
yes.
If they want what you have,
you talk go. After. And remember, one thing before we stop, whatever, but about pitching is, you're not always pitching on the first time.
Right.
So you want to build a relationship to
absolutely.
Where you pitch on the third time. You let them come to you, mm-hmm. and that's what we learned about pitching. You're always pitching yourself, and you're pitching yourself the whole weekend, not just in the pitch fest.
What I liked is that, Ellen, you were at the Tampa Bay Film Society, and you were talking about getting on Amazon Prime and Netflix, and you know, follow them on social media, because you have so much, you give so much information, but you're going to get more information at this event, too.
Yes.
And we're going to just make you part of the show. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here.
What do you think about making Brian and Jake a part of the show?
Uh-oh. I'm excited. I bonded with them over a Ouija board. We bonded over the Ouija board. So we'll leave it at that.
We all did the Ouija board.
What did I sign up
for that?
Let me explain. They were doing a thing on the Ouija board, and it was stories that haunted you, or you know.
Yes.
And I, of course, I did, and we actually stepped on it and threw it away in the garbage, because it said, my master is king of Yes. So they were doing a documentary on that.
We are.
So we're not saying we're into
it's
that.
It's a show.
Yes, it's like a Christian-based show.
We're waiting.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so that F-bomb was pretty bad then.
I guess so.
My bad.
So
I
your
apologize.
Brother and you have a different, each one of you have qualities in you that made your team.
Yes, it's like yin and yang. We always been
absolutely.
Like yin and yang, which
I
is
see
kind
that.
Of weird, you know?
I know, Yvonne has a question for you.
No, yes. I was going to say that I'm from community theater, and listening to what you're saying is like a upgrade of it. It's
yeah.
into the filming, but it still has that basic community feeling.
It is.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes,
and while you're here, Yvonne, you're actually our Miss Florida Diva Lifetime. We told you, she's like, am I still your, I said, you're Lifetime.
Well, I started in 2012.
That's right.
Yes.
And she was my first co-host here
when
I decided to bring on a co-host.
Mm-hmm.
And she helped with the support of the show, and we met each other.
I'm happy to be back here today.
I know. I've
yes.
missed you. I've missed you.
I missed you too. Don.
I know. And I've got some plans for you. I got some ideas.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm game for it.
Yes. Before we go into our next group of audience that's coming in, and we're going to have you, if you can come back next week as well, or
yeah.
call back as well. We're going to run that commercial.
Yeah.
And we're going to just, you know, more.
Are you kicking me out already?
No, stay here.
I see how it is. I'm kicked out the door.
No,
get
I'm
out.
Like, I'm like an orchestra. I'm looking at the time and the guest and everything. But Yvonne, you have something coming up. Kwanzaa?
Yes, Kwanzaa. This is about the 54th year. It started back, I'm not counting correctly, but it started in 1966.
Wow.
Yes.
And so where can they go? And where?
Well, we have a Kwanzaa. I think we have the largest one in Tampa. And this year, it's 7 days. Kwanzaa takes place on 7 days. And we're doing it the last day, which is New Year's Day.
Nice. So if people want to get tickets and come, I saw
a lot
of fruit.
Well, they could call me, but it's from 3 to 8. On January the 1st.
I've never been to a Kwanzaa.
Well,
Have you ever been?
I hope you could come, yeah. yes.
Do you all know what a Kwanzaa is?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yes. It would be nice to come to
that
see
would be
it.
That would be fun. I would
yes.
like that.
Okay.
That'd be cool. And so what's your phone number where they can call you?
813-508-0931.
While I have you on the air with me, your son Ed does taxes. And
yes,
Daryl Madison Tax Service on Waters and the other one.
Yes, we have
sure,
two locations.
Yes, I want to tell you the best tax service I've ever been around. So
yes.
make sure that's coming up in February.
And
go
that's
see them.
30 years we've been in business.
I know.
I think we're one of the largest tax companies in Florida.
Exactly.
Yes.
So Renee was just asking me. I gave
I had to reschedule the appointment because I had to go in the hospital for a procedure on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an appointment. I'm going to see them next week.
Yay. So there's another client.
Your granddaughter.
I actually need a good tax person.
Oh,
so.
Yes, yes.
Alrighty. See that?
I'm bad with
too,
that.
Girl.
I'm very bad with that. I need somebody that can help guide me.
That's it. And he could probably be the best one.
Keep me on point.
Exactly. So in the meantime, we're going to switch you with some guests real quick. And we're going to go to the Santa song from Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues. And he was the Funkadelics. So he's in Vegas. We'll be right back.
Sweet tree.
That is the man of hip-hop and also Gene Anderson, king of the Hollywood Blues. He was with the Funkadelics. He's rocking Vegas. I just saw you with Snoop Dogg. And Gene, welcome to the show.
Don Reese, happy holidays to you and all your listeners and all your friends and fans.
We love you, Gene. He walked me down the aisle for my wedding.
Oh, my God. That's
he
so
did. Funny.
Yes, I did. I gave her away.
He gave me away. And everybody's
and
asking for his autograph.
To stay.
Aw. Well, Gene, we're so excited because we have a few minutes and we're going to talk about more of your music. But tell everybody about your book. You have got a book that you wrote?
Yes, I have a spank brand new book. It's been out exactly 72 hours and it's selling and flying off the shelf. It's called The Birth of Hip Hop, The Rapper's Delight, Gene Anderson Story. You can find it on thegeneandersonstory.com, and it's in Barnes and Noble, and it's on Amazon, it's on all your digital download stores, and you can also buy hard copies.
Oh, you know what? Actually, when Gene and I were back in L.A., and he introduced me, who was the guy that slammed the door in my face, and you asked him for $1 million for my show?
Ed Townsend. Ah. He's the one that wrote Let's Get It On for Marvin Gaye. Okay.
Right. And then he ended up coming in the press room, and he couldn't go anywhere. There were bodyguards there. And I cornered him, but I was really nice. I was you know, I got complimented.
Yeah, well, after he found out how intelligent and smart you were and who you were, he straighten his act up.
That's because of you. I want you to meet Brian. He's with the Jabba Brothers, a really amazing production company. And Gene, you've got a couple shows you're working on, or you need a production company? Say hi to Gene.
Yes, well, I got a meeting with the lady in Hollywood this coming Wednesday. She's coming in as a financial backer and possibly a producer for my show, the upcoming show. Hopefully we can get it organized enough to make it happen. It's called Gene's Nightclub. It's a reality, real sitcom show. It's a blend of the both. And it's entertainment. It's about a guy that inherited a nightclub, and he don't know nothing about it. He knows, he's a very irresponsible guy, and now he's stuck with all this responsibility, and he's just a straight goma pile.
Hot dang.
He used to open up for Red Fox. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah. How you doing, man? Nice to meet you.
Red Fox until he died.
Wow, man. You got the voice for it. Like, I can
feel
it.
Oh, man, listen. I can be funny as necessary.
Is the show based around you?
I am the show.
You
it's
are
called
the show.
Gene's Nightclub.
You are the show.
But you also have
we got the treatment. We got the specs. We got all of that. We got the financial breakdown. All of that's done. We got the possible cast. We was trying to get Linda Bloodworth to be our writer, but she's just so big and so busy. You know, we offered her $250,000, and she turned it down like it was a ham sandwich.
Where are you at, Gene? Is this a reality show?
This
Gene, where are you
like
at?
A reality show.
No, it's a sitcom.
A sitcom.
Oh, that
right.
has oh, some reality show in it.
So you're acting in it.
I'm the star of the show. I'm doing everything you can. I'm sweeping the floor. I'm washing the pots. I'm cleaning the cars. And I'm also a doorman at the door. I'm the guy.
Where you at, man? Are you in Hollywood?
No, I'm in Las Vegas. That's where I live.
Come
but
to
I have
Jollywood.
A home in Hollywood as well.
You got to come down to Jollywood in Clearwater. We can talk some biz.
Well, you know, we can talk biz on Skype long distance, and we're right next door.
We're talking biz right now, right?
Hey, if you with Dawn Reese, you got to be talking biz, because if you don't, if you ain't talking business, you got to stay away from her.
You coming out to the Hack in Hollywood
Pitch
Fest?
No other way.
You got to come out to the Hack in Hollywood Pitch Fest. January 11th.
Hey, well, tomorrow. You know, there's a lot of things that we could do together because I have so much. God has blessed me with so many different type of opportunities and different types of things. I was born in show business. I've been in show business since I was 3. I was on TV at 8. I had my first hit record at 12. I've been on the road all of my life.
Do you know, Gene, you know what he did when I first met him? He hijacked my keys. He wrote a couple scripts and screenplays, and he, like, it made me go over to Kinko's with him for, like, a couple hours. And he's like, I'm not giving you your keys till you read my script.
Did he really do that? This guy's a gangster.
It's amazing.
Oh, wow. So, Gene Anderson, king of the Hollywood Blues, give your social media and everything so people can follow you.
Okay. My primary is now GeneAndersonStory.com, TheGeneAndersonStory.com. If anybody have their computer handy, hit it while I'm on the air and let me know if you like what you see, because this book is on fire. It's about the beginning of hip-hop music.
I started the first record on
the promotion firm, and I got the first record played was called The Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Love that story.
I was the first one that got it played on the radio. I was the first one got it put in the stores. I was the first one that took it to the club, because when I got it on an acetate from Joe Robinson, who owned the company Sugar Hill. And he didn't know what kind of record he had when he sent it to me. He wanted to know, could it work? Could I do something with it? And he sent me an acetate, three of them. And from there, hip-hop music was born. I got them started. I got Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five started. I got Sequence started, who Angie B, she turned out to be Angie Stone. I got Soul Sonic Force started. I got Curtis Blow started.
Curtis Blow.
I got Run DMC started. I had their first records ever.
He's got to come here.
I broke the message.
We have to write your story. We need to write a script based on
that. It's already
that.
There in the book. Get
I
the
can
book.
See
it's
that.
Right there. You know, have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Darius McCray?
Who?
Darius McCray.
I'm bad with names, but no, I know Sugar Hill Gang.
He was on the Family Matters.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Carl Winslow?
Yeah, he was with Urkel.
He was with Carl Winslow?
With Urkel.
Urkel.
He was Darius McCray. He was in the house. He lived in the house. Oh, now, he and I just got off the phone talking about writing a script to the book today.
Nice.
Well,
the book is on fire.
Gene, let's talk more.
How we got it started.
Gene, let's talk more.
It was
send
so
me your
difficult
stuff,
to
man.
Get rap music played.
He's
and how I was
more.
At the
Because I used to do hip hop.
I gave them their first
Gene?
Promotion firm. I gave them their first promo in store. I gave them their first radio play. I gave them their first club play. I gave them their first concert.
He needs a movie.
He does need a movie.
Yes,
he is the movie.
We'll work with him. Read the book.
The book is it's on Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere. It's Gene. It's called D-T-H-E, GeneAndersonStory.com. And everything will lay out there for you. It's easy to find.
Are you going to give me the rights as a producer to put this together?
I own it. It's all
perfect.
I don't need no rights for myself.
Well, I do. If I'm the producer, I got to know that I can do this.
All you got to do is sit down and talk to my attorney, Tony Risa, and you can have all
the rights. See, now you put some boundaries in between,
have to have
man.
An attorney.
Hey, wait a minute. I've been in show business all my life. Don't you think I got an attorney by now?
You better have an attorney, right? You need an attorney.
If you ain't got no attorney in show business, you ain't in. You might be a show, but you sure ain't in business.
I love this guy. Where you come from?
I want to hook you up. Okay, so Gene, we love you. I want to thank you so much for calling in. We have so many other guests here tonight, and we're so excited that you called in. And I remember when I was on your tour bus, I just wanted to be a stowaway.
Don't worry about it. Listen, give them my phone number. Have them call me. We can haggle this thing out. But Dawn Reese got to be in it somewhere. I don't want
to
deal.
Yeah, Dawn, yes.
I'll just be a part of, commission-wise.
Let's make the money.
And
remember
Dawn,
that the money talks.
I'll be the
get
reporter.
Get your satchel and get ready to walk to the bank, baby.
Well, I got to tell you real quick a story that we have. And Lisa's listening, and we're going to get you back on next week as well. And Lisa, say hi to Gene.
Hi, Gene. How are you?
Lisa, you sound so fantastically lovely. I tell you one thing. I'm going to divorce the next wife I get just for you.
Ex-husband. This is a win-win for both of us.
Okay,
you're so fantastic. Listen, I got another website. It's called poopooman.com. It's got everything about me, all my music, all my pictures. POOPOOMAN.com. Yeah, and you can man. See everything you want. And all I want to tell you, Dawn Reese, is Poo Poo Man, a.k.a. G-Nuts, with a John Fenton, Parliament, Funkadelic, P-Funk, All-Stars, has been on. And now he's gone.
I've interviewed George a couple times, and then he wanted to do another interview, and then he was on the bus, and there was a lot of clouds coming out. So, but yeah, it was
really... You know what? Well, you met George when he was trying to be Cochise the Indian. He had smoke signals coming from everywhere out of that truck.
Well, Gene, I got to paint a story real quick. Sandy and I went down for flight attendant training, and Gene and I and Sandy went to church, a Catholic church. And I'll picture two white girls and this brother going to church. We never laughed so hard. It was so fun, but we were so blessed. It was such a wonderful day, and then we went through the casino, but that was such a memory maker. That's a TV show.
Hey, well, you know what? God got the first choice on everything, so without that, you ain't got no shot, no way. So I just want to make sure that you didn't end up with that wonderful radio show you got right now. He gave it to you for going to church.
Yes, yes, that's right. And give him all the glory and honor and make things happen. I agree with you.
All the above. And tell your husband, he got the best of the deal.
Oh, I will. I love my husband, yes. And we're going sailing tomorrow, so we're getting that boat ready to charter. We have a 37-foot endeavor.
Yeah, well, one thing, so I told him, you're just like my mama. You're a water lover. He married a mermaid.
Yes, I am a mermaid. Amen. Trust me. I get in that water, I don't come out. But, Gene, I have so many. I only have a short time till we get more sponsors.
Go. I love you. Tell those guys to call me, and we can haggle over the phone.
Yes, we will. And I'll hook you up with Ryan and everybody.
Yeah.
Love you, baby. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Gene Anderson.
Bye, Gene.
Before we go into our other guests, I have Sue here, and I just want to tell everybody just real quick, she has a stable with 7 quarter horses, and before we start, she's going to be our new Miss Country USA pretty soon. Everything's ordered, and she has her media ID. She went to a film festival with me last night.
Thank you.
And did you have fun?
I had a great time. It was wonderful.
Yeah, so we made some great contacts, and you have a book and a horse, actually kind of like Mr. Ed, a horse is a horse, a horse of course, and we are going to do a pilot on something. We can't get into it, but you have 2 books. Where can they buy Elliot and the books?
My website's ElliotsHorseTales.com, and you spell tails, T-A-I-L-S.
Right, so Elliot gets kisses. He likes to eat my hair.
Eats her hair, eats my hair. Tries to kick you. He's a little brat sometimes, but he's cute. He's a 2-year-old, terrible twos.
That's right. So you're going to be putting like kind of get-togethers for the kids?
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a get-together coming up. And also January 8th, I have a big fundraiser at Quaker Steak and Lube.
That's
raising
right.
money for all children.
Right. How can people join and enter and go there?
Just come January 8th from 6 to 10. It's going to be 50-50. We're going to have raffles.
Nice.
And all the money is going to go to all children's. We're not going to give the money to all children's. We're going to give Elliot plushes and books to all children's.
Oh, that's beautiful.
On Valentine's Day. So
that's
every beautiful. Sick kid, oh, and I'm a pediatric nurse, so it's important for me for kids to have something.
Well, there's a
like
lot of
that.
People in production here, and I think with we have the Future Factory here we're going to get into in just a minute, maybe we can get the books over there for kids. I haven't been there yet, but I heard it's amazing.
That'd be good, because they're 2 cute books, and the real story about Elliot.
Yes, yes.
My talking horse.
No. Yes, the talking horse. But congratulations. We're going to actually crown her live on the air coming up soon as well.
Right.
So thank you, Sue. And then we're going to go into our guest here. We're going to need a Jen to introduce our amazing guest that she put together. And I'm so excited because I've been hearing so many great things about this opportunity that you're connected with. Not just a film director, a producer, you're a promoter. I mean,
screenwriter.
Screenwriter.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And then she knows one of my favorites from The Night at the Roxbury, the movie.
Yeah, Richard Grieco.
Yes.
He's going to be directing.
I know.
And we slated the movie Aurora Hotel for the Don Cesar, wrote it specifically for the Don Cesar, specifically for Grieco.
Nice.
And hopefully Eric Roberts and Sharon Stone.
Nice. All right, she's a go-getter, another powerhouse in the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I have to say, my favorite place right now is Florida Fun Factory. Oh, no, it's not the Fun Factory. That's just my favorite place. No, Florida.
Future Factory.
Film Factory?
It could be the
It's a factory. It's an amazing place. And this is David Yoakum.
Hi, David. Welcome to the show, Hollywood Connections.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Yes, so how did you two meet first?
Doing a movie production, actually, oddly enough.
Really?
And Johnny, actually crashed one of my private parties and said that he needed a place to film. And
whoa.
I said, when do you need to film? He said, tomorrow morning. And I said, well, let's make it happen. And then we made it happen. And ever since, it's just been a blessing of being exposed to this wonderful industry that I'm getting to meet a lot of creative characters that I kind of blend right into. And
wow. It was a complete surprise, that's for sure.
It was definitely.
We had no idea. One day we got our ideas going one way, and then next day our eyes are wide open to something else. It was awesome.
Amazing. So Absolutely. Also, then introduce yourself as well.
Oh, I'm Steve Hodges, and I help David out with the Future Factory. We're building, are we going to actually open in January?
Well, we're hoping to open in 2020.
I doubt it.
Nice.
We've been working on it for a while, but the time frame is January.
So what is the Future Factory? Tell us what it's about.
So basically, I've been blessed, okay? And you said something about being a flight attendant. Actually,
yes.
My mother was a flight attendant. My father was a captain.
Really? With who?
With U.S. Airways.
Okay. Wow.
And then, oddly enough, I was born. So I was born in aviation.
Wow.
And I was blessed with many opportunities, even in motorsports. I was on pit crews and did different
but
things.
But U.S. is not around anymore, right?
Who?
U.S. Airways is not around
anymore. Nope, not anymore.
Okay, I can tell the joke, because I was on charter and Lear jets from course. So what does the red and the blue and the red stripes mean?
I don't know.
One is for high tide, one is for low tide.
Oh!
I've never heard that one.
Oh, yeah, these flight attendants have us.
Okay.
Okay, anyways.
Reeling it back in.
Well, we definitely got a big shock, you know, for all the stuff that's happening in film in the Tampa Bay area. We had no freaking idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Johnny just walks through. I actually greeted him and took him for a tour of the whole place, you know, and then he says, I brought him over to introduce him to David when he said, you know, hey, we're going to shoot a movie. We don't have any place to go, though. They got left out, but...
It's Coco, because we were in it as reporters.
Yeah, it was Coco.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. You guys were yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's very easy to play.
That's right. And he was awesome. Oh, I saw and Johnny showed up the other night, and he had some footage.
Oh.
And yeah, we saw you in there. You were great.
Oh, thank you. Well, Lisa, our co-host that's on, she's not feeling well tonight. She's at home, and she's watching and on the air. She actually, tell what your part is in Coco. Lisa, well, she probably is watching Hallmark right now, but she'll be back next week, because if I wasn't feeling good, I'd be watching Hallmark.
Well, the cool thing is, when we were shooting Always, we needed a medical center. We needed a medical doctor's office. That's exactly what I needed for this to happen, about my two friends that wanted to have a baby, and they went all over the country to find who would help them out with surrogacy. And it just happened the night before. Terry gives me a call, Terry Hopkins, and says, we found it. Comes to my house, my DP's there, and they're like, okay, let's go. And I'm like, oh, you know, you can just like FaceTime me.
Right.
Know? I'm like, yeah, it's like 8 o'clock at night. It's going to be 45 minutes before we get out there. I'm going to FaceTime. And he's like, no, Jen, you're going. And then when I walked in, it's like you see the force outside where it says press and the door opens. I'm like, ooh, Star Wars. Like, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is like everything I ever loved is here. Millennium Falcon. Pod Racer from Star Wars. Oh my God! Sorry.
It's a must see to believe.
You don't understand honestly. It.
And so can I come in with our reporters?
Absolutely.
And that would be great.
Oh, yeah,
just
awesome.
Do a live event.
Yeah.
And yes, and with the books with the horse,
of
get
which,
him in there
for live event. So I run the Google Developers Group for the West Coast of Florida, and we have a big event Monday that's free.
Oh, this Monday?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
6 o'clock. Actually, you can show up at 5 o'clock to network and have some drinks and eat and stuff like that, because we're so there's food and everything. And then I flew a gentleman in from Dallas that's going to teach everybody about Flutter. And Flutter is a SDK from Google and a UI interface for developing not only just your website, but it publishes to Android and iOS both.
Wow.
So it's a code repository, you know, basically what it ends up being. But anyways, the guy's the foremost. He wrote the book on it, literally. So
that's exciting. So where is it going to be at, and what
time?
It's
at the Florida Future Factory.
Oh, it's going to be there.
Yeah. 11:45. What is it?
In the morning?
45 Lakeview Drive.
11:24 Lakeview.
11:24. Yeah, Lakeview Drive in Clearwater.
Okay, so what time?
5 o'clock Monday.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Lisa? Oh, she's not there, but she's, I know, watching Hallmark.
Yeah.
And then Renee, that sounds good. I mean, come out there. You know, we've got Miss Florida Diva over here that maybe, you know, I would like to talk to you, maybe doing a reporter's workshop for kids.
Well, and I can tell you basically what the whole idea of the Florida Future Factory is, to cross-pollinize industries to spark innovation. And then through the way of education, you're not guaranteed experience, but yet through experience, you're guaranteed an education. So we have so many things, from virtual reality to simulated environments to 3D printing, laser cutting, and just so many things to get your hands on that you can actually create and develop.
Film, tech, yep.
Wow,
you name it. We've got a gentleman that's going to be pretty famous in robotics. That he's done all kinds of crazy robot experience. He's going to be coming there. So, I mean, we've got attorneys, you know.
Well,
so
maybe you could do something with them. You know,
I was like just workshop. I was listening to him outside. Yeah. I was going, wow, man, that is so cool what you're doing.
Yeah.
I like what you guys are doing.
Well,
I know.
If you need any space, I'm sure we can help.
Oh yeah, space.
And I have a prop shop that has anything from medical industry stuff.
Definitely, I'll be there. Monday. Be there
yeah,
Monday.
Come Monday.
Yeah, you're
Monday.
Now a new reporter.
I love it. Well, there
you go.
I practice.
Wow, that's so. I'm so happy. So, Jen, how did you get in this business? I mean, anybody have a question for Jen?
And with what?
Like in production, and you were an actress.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. I always wanted to be. I mean, I've been wanting to do this like my whole life. When I was a kid, I'd pretend to thank the Academy when I was 4. So I was derailed later on because I was too short or something. I was height challenges, but
I would take my toothbrush or my hairbrush, and I'd be interviewing people.
Oh yeah, that was me and my dog. Yeah. Me and my dog Cherie would do that.
Yeah.
And so no, it's just something I wanted to do when I was a teenager. I was on Miami Vice. I checked out the world of modeling and acting and everything. And I went into the medical field and setting up laboratories and hospitals and clinics and stuff. But my love has always been production. And when I wanted to go find myself and find out who I was, I went back into theater, and I wanted, and all of a sudden film called, and the next thing I know, I'm producing and directing, and I'm acting, and and I'm writing. So it was really funny because I'd have scripts, I'd have receipt papers coming out of my pants, and my boss would be looking at me going, I don't think this is a good fit. And I'm like, well, I'm not leaving, so you better do something.
Well, you're also with the Women in Film coming up in January. Tell us about that with Bobby Hill casting.
Oh, I'm really honored to be a part of Women in Film. I'm really proud to be with Bobby Hill and have her mentorship and underneath my wing. We're going to have it every month in Clearwater at F3. Florida Future Factory.
Oh, that would be nice.
I literally, yeah, my spaceship crashed into his building and it kind of started redecorating.
Nice. So
little
let me
did
ask
she
you.
Know, it was just another spaceship.
It was just another spaceship.
Wow.
We call that a mid-air collision.
That was a mid-air collision.
So real quick question, you know, if somebody wants to join Women in Film now, could they go to the big party? There's a big Christmas party coming up. Are they joining?
Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah.
You can join at the Razzle Dazzle.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or at least go to the Razzle Dazzle, get in touch with Bobby Hill on Facebook and Twitter and everything. I'm Jen Ward Hall on IMBD. So.
And what's Razzle Dazzle? Tell everybody about it.
Razzle Dazzle is a nice holiday party that we're having downtown Tampa.
Producers,
I'm not sure where.
I mean, they're agents.
Producers, agents, casting directors,
yeah, we were
actors.
There last year.
Every woman that's in film and guys. We can't leave the guys out because it would be boring. No, we need the men. We need the men. We're having it at F3, man. I mean, come on.
You should come over to F3 while the women are over there. We can have all the guys over at F3.
Oh, my God. You guys would be in their Ferraris and simulators. He has a spaceship.
Everybody.
No, like a real spaceship.
That's right.
And a Connie.
This was going to happen, Brian.
No, this is like my favorite playground.
It's an amateur work, isn't it? We were there last year, you and I, Dawn.
At the Razzle Dazzle. Yeah,
yes.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Kelly from Revel. It was amazing.
No, this is like Disney. He's taken Disney and everyone for a ride on this one, so.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. So exciting.
But yeah, thank you.
So anyways, we're going to be there Monday. Give everyone the address again. And then is there going to be a cost for people to come in?
Not for this event.
Not for that event.
Zero.
But like when you open up.
Yeah, well, and we're going to have like memberships and different things.
Nice.
And we're even going to do like field trips for kids. For public schooling and homeschooling, I want to work on a bunch of programs to where you can bring a lot of homeschoolers together so they get that social interaction, and then they have all the resources that they normally wouldn't be able to ascertain. And then,
well, you know, I'm in the schools called Be Cool, Stay in School. I started my own tour, and I just was at, you know, a couple elementary schools, and they, you know, pass things out for the kids, so maybe I could put it in our goodie bags.
That'd be fantastic.
And let people know.
Yeah.
of course.
Well, on the Google Developers Group, we are going to be doing coding for kids. So, and weekend sprints and little things like that, that you know, where we require a parent and a child together.
Right.
Or siblings, whatever, that'd be even better, where they can come in and learn to code, and, you know, we'll have robot lessons, we'll be building the robot Legos.
Oh, my gosh.
Who knows, you know, what we'll end up doing, but, you know, we'll do what the community demands.
That's amazing. Wow. I know I have a lady that's out here. I want to bring her in just for a moment. I'm going to make her come in because it's she's here, and her name is... Yes.
Maureen.
And she's a publicist, you know, and she has a background in TV. And she's like, no, Dawn. I said,
I need a good publicist.
Look, we have people that need publicists here.
She's awesome. Actually, she came here to the factory, last week?
Yeah, we met her at the factory.
Blessed to meet her as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was last week?
We were just having a party.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, we can take it on the sailboat. We have a 37-foot Endeavor, and yeah, hi. So
we're getting ready to have a 42-foot, what is that?
Manta 42.
Very nice.
Yeah, so
very
catamaran. Nice.
Oh, and those are gorgeous.
So we'll have to, tie up out in the Gulf there and make a bigger party.
Yes, that sounds great. So guess what? I have guys here that want publicists, and we were talking, and I love your background. Tell everybody your name. We have a few minutes.
You're super sweet. Hey, hi, everybody. It's been very fun listening to all of your stories. Really incredible show. My name is Maureen Famiano. I'm with MEF Media. I'm a publicist for authors locally in Tampa Bay area, and I've been in the media television business for more than 30 years.
Wow.
As a reporter, producer, executive producer of news and television morning shows.
Amazing. So look at it. You know, Brian said he needs a publicist.
Question then.
Yes.
So would you be able to help me with a little bit of publicity for this event I'm doing? Get me on some local news here?
She just got Sue on ABC Action News last week. Yay! There's a hand clap for that one. Where's the hand clap?
Yay.
Yeah, we got real hand clap, but he's got one there too.
And Katie Elliott.
Yes, and Elliott for that. So where can they get in touch with you, Sue, if they need a publicist? Come here.
Sure, it's Maureen Famiano again. It's MEFmedia.com. Or my number, 813-495-0663.
So even authors like Lisa is my co-host, is at home right now. And so she's writing a book, and so she needs help. And so many people have ideas or you know, promotion things that you can help them with.
Absolutely.
We're gonna work. I love your energy, too. It's amazing. I do have to shout out to somebody. C&C over at, I can't really give much of it, but it's over at the Countryside Mall. So real quick, they're looking for people over 50 that use night cream. And they will pay you. It's a decent amount. It's like a survey thing. And then there's another one. If anybody has cats, if you have cats, then they'll pay you to do a survey. You could go tomorrow. You could, and you probably would make. I can't tell you the price, but it's pretty decent. Heck yeah! I'm gonna be your new survey person. So go see Shannon T. Shannon T. at the Countryside Mall, where the theaters are up on top. Go downstairs, and if you want to make some extra cash, I did that the other day for kind of like a fruit juice or something, and I gave my grandson the money because he had to sit patiently for like 10 minutes. So,
So let's ask them, where's the address of the event that you're having that's kind of like an open house?
Yeah, it's 1124 Lakeview Road, and it's basically...
Clearwater?
In Clearwater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so literally...
And what time is the event?
Starts around 5 o'clock, okay. Really kicks off around 6 p.m.
Okay.
But, if you're going down 60, you hang a right on Missouri, and then a left on Missouri and a right onto Lakeview. And we're just past a elementary school and next to a daycare center.
We're just west of Missouri a block.
Yep.
Yes.
Seems like it's close to Largo, between Largo and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. I'm off East Bay there, so that's good.
Yeah, I know we have 4 minutes left, and I know we have our soap opera lady back here. She actually interviews soap opera stars.
So
also, I need to tell everyone...
For Taria.
Yes. Soap This, go to Facebook on Soap This, and Soap This is an event coming up in February with General Hospital stars. Stay here, guys. You're all good. Oh. We're not leaving. We have like 5 minutes left. And so please add them, and they're doing a couple things we have a meeting with tomorrow. And tell everyone your website or your Facebook, social media.
I'm a co-host with Take Two Radio out of Upper State New York. And we have the soap opera stars call in. We're trying to keep the soap operas alive. We only have 4 left.
That's right.
Yes. And they are General Hospital.
Yes.
Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, and
My Favorite Days.
Days of our lives. I'm still watching General Hospital. I tape and watch it at night.
So we got producers. We're going to stay for pictures afterwards. Nobody go. Any other last words? I know that we want to thank Lisa, our co-host. We want to thank Yvonne Madison, Miss Florida Diva Lifetime, and her Kwanzaa event coming up. A lot of events. Please look at this video on Facebook. Go to YouTube. Watch this video. Write down, because Hollywood Connections gives you connections in show business. And that's what we do. Remember, give God all the glory in your life and watch things happen. In the meantime, any other last words? Carrie from Michigan World Tourism. I know so many questions on being a title holder, but we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the boat. Okay. My husband says yacht.
And I might go to the mall too.
Yes, I'll tell you about that for sure.
Sheree is on her way. She should be here any minute.
I know. We have like 3 minutes, and we're supposed to be crowning our new Miss Florida Diva. Exciting. And we've got flowers and a beautiful crown and sash, and she's going to be out there, and we would like her there on Monday as well. And we're grand opening, and that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. So, any other last words before? I mean, if she gets here, we'll have to probably do it next week because it was live on the air, and we have like music, and it's like a whole production that we do when we crown somebody.
She raced to come all the way over here from St. Pete.
I know, but we only have 3 minutes unless somebody wants to pay another hour of airtime.
Just in the door.
Oh, good. Let's get her here.
There's a beautiful woman that just walked in the door.
All right, let's do that song.
All right, here we go.
Let's put it on. Okay, now, Miss Florida Diva, come here. Come on over. All right, hold on. We've got a song for you. Hold on. All right. And come on over. Let's play it.
Arm of gold, I love
hold
the
on.
Best.
Hold on,
and that
gorgeous.
Will be your crowning glory, your whole life through. It'll always be your crowning glory, the most glorious part
of you.
That's one of the biggest crowns ever.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's definitely worth it.
Some boys can walk,
some guys can grill,
strike an elegant pose,
with a lily of clothes.
Some seem to have no faults,
but we never like those.
No, we don't.
He'll praise your eyes,
your melodious laugh.
Call you more lovely than others by half.
The yes, one who's right,
my gorgeous prince,
will be honest and true.
I'll believe in me too.
And prize your heart of gold the way I do.
He'll know that that will be your crowning.
And this is what Hollywood Connections is about. She's a model actress. She is, how tall are you?
5'7".
She's got the...
Get ready, red carpet events. We're excited.
And we're going to be in...
Doing a
parade,
lot of parades
right?
on, yes,
we're
Indian Rocks
be in the
Beach.
Parade on Sunday.
Yes, Indian Rocks Beach, Dunedin Parade next weekend, and then we have Largo. So we'd like to welcome our new queen, guys. And if you need production, you need reporters, we got them for you. We got gorgeous, talented, classy women. And she was crowned by our Miss Florida Diva Lifetime.
Yay.
So she drove all the way over here. We want to thank you for tuning in to Hollywood Connections.
Thank
Renee,
you.
Any last words?
Yes. So, Taria, thank you for running over here, and so glad to see you, and can't wait till we go in the parades.
Yes, so we have so many
parades
events.
Together. I'm getting crowned next week.
So. Yes. Bye, everybody. Thank you for watching, and God bless you, and have a great week. Make miracle stories happen. Bye,
Yay.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.